This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Our cattle market was impressive to the upside after seeing back on Thursday and Friday lower trade, lower closes, quite a few triple-digit losses. But we did see that higher cash trade take place last week, and that gave support, I think, back to our cattle market today, despite the fact that we also saw higher grain prices. Choice box beef at midday, 50 cents higher, selects up 89, movement of 69 loads. On estimated cattle kill of 114,000 head. On the close today, October cattle were $1.60 higher, December up $1.40. October feeders closed up 80 cents, November closed 95 higher, and December lean hogs closed up 22 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Every Wednesday, you can bid live from anywhere in the world with no buyer's premiums, no reserves, and no hidden fees.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Bid with ease on tractors, planting and tillage equipment, sprayers, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, and more.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Auctions every Wednesday. Bid from home, work, smartphone, or mobile device. So go to BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Tom, how did the grains trade today?
Our grain markets were also impressive today with good upside, Leslie, as we saw double-digit gains in the corn and the soybeans, and we saw these markets get most their strength mainly from a technical bounce after the downside on Friday and from the ideals that we're seeing a little slower corn and soybean harvest because of moisture moving through the Midwest. Now, that harvest will still get completed. We're just looking at a delay. Now, we will not have this afternoon our crop progress numbers to show how the harvest is because of the Columbus Day holiday. Those numbers will come out tomorrow. But on the close, very good. December KC wheat, 6.5 higher. March KC up 7. December Chicago wheat, 6.75 higher. December corn closed 12 cents higher. March corn up 11.75. Both November and January soybeans closed up 22.75 cents, and December cotton was up 92 points.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.